From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A judge in London has denied bail for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange after Assange told the court he plans to fight extradition to Sweden, where he faces allegations of rape and molestation. Assange denies those allegations. He's been lying low ever since WikiLeaks released 250,000 secret U.S. diplomatic cables. One of Assange's lawyers, Mark Stevens, says he thinks there's more to the arrest warrant than just the sex crime allegations.
I think that the timing of this has got to be related to the cables. We have to remember that the Swedes dropped any allegations of sexual misconduct against Julian Assange as long ago as September of this year.
Swedish authorities are denying there's any connection between the allegations Assange faces there and the document release, but some lawmakers from both parties in the U.S. are saying Assange should be extradited to this country to face espionage charges. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan today, meeting with Afghan President Hamid Karzai and American commanders as he prepares to give an assessment of U.S. strategy in that country. Gates is also visiting with U.S. troops in the eastern part of Afghanistan.
Visiting these places and seeing these troops revives me, gives me a little new energy. Particularly here, they've taken some serious losses. This was the place where six of our soldiers were killed by a turncoat.
Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron is also in Afghanistan today. NPR's Corey Flintoff says Cameron is saying he believes British troops will start leaving Afghanistan early next year.
Cameron visited British troops in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province and said he saw progress in pushing back the Taliban there and stabilizing the region. He told reporters that he believes some British combat troops will be able to leave Afghanistan next year when Afghan troops start taking over security operations. He said the goal is to have all British troops out of the country within the next 4 years.
But this does not mean that the international community will in any way abandon Afghanistan after 2014.
Speaking at a news conference with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, Cameron said Britain will continue to support Afghanistan for years to come. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
More frigid temperatures are expected in the southeastern U.S. today. Florida citrus grower Justin Sorrells told WZVN-TV he's trying to protect his crop.
We'll pray that it doesn't get as cold as predicted, and if it does, it just doesn't stay cold for very long.
Temperatures in Florida are expected to dip into the 30s and even lower today. The Labor Department says businesses and government agencies advertised nearly 3.4 million jobs at the end of October. That's 12% higher than the previous month and reverses 2 months of declines. The number of jobs available has also increased. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 68 points, the Nasdaq up 18. This is NPR News. The White House is defending the tentative economic deal reached by President Obama and congressional Republican leaders. That deal includes extension of Bush-era tax cuts for all income levels, a cut in the Social Security payroll tax for next year, and help for jobless Americans.
Now, under this agreement, unemployment insurance will also be extended for another 13 months, which will be welcome relief for 2 million Americans.
The president has met with congressional Democratic leaders, and the White House says those discussions are ongoing as the administration tries to win their support for the economic agreement. Europe's wealthiest woman and her daughter have settled a bitter family feud that had burgeoned into a government scandal in France. Eleanor Beardsley reports that the aging heiress to the L'Oreal cosmetics fortune waged a 3-year legal battle against her daughter.
The daughter had sought to have her mother, 87-year-old Lillian Bettencourt, declared mentally unfit to run the $23 billion family fortune. Françoise Bettencourt-Meyer said her mother had given away $1 billion to a charming society photographer who she said was exploiting the elderly woman's mental frailty. This summer, after a series of tape recordings made by the butler were revealed, the family feud escalated into investigations into tax payments and the illegal financing of President Nicolas Sarkozy's 2007 presidential campaign. Sarkozy's critics accuse him of being in cahoots with rich conservative forces in France. The scandal reinforced that image. Under the reconciliation deal, Bettencourt will no longer see the photographer. The family truce will not put an end to separate investigations into political corruption. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
This is the 69th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. More than 120 survivors of that attack are gathering there for a memorial ceremony today. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.